guess this is it. This is the cue. This is the signal to go ahead. This is the Rick Emerson Show. It is Friday, the 13th. Woo! I am not Rick Emerson. I am Tim Savage. Rick is very busy right now. Very busy, and I think also in pain.
He's actually extremely sedated. I talked to him.
Is he really?
Yeah, he sounds... I've never heard him talk so slow. He sounded pretty crazy.
I can't wait till I get a full head of hair.
This is a fun experience for me. I'm so nervous right now. Let me first start the show officially. I've got Sarah Riley, who married Tim Riley over the course of the last 24 hours. Sarah Dillon and Tim Riley and myself again, Tim Savage. I've got a weekend show here on AM 970. And I've been doing that for about 4 months, and I guess that's enough for me to be qualified to fill in for Rick while he gets his procedure done to become a better human being.
Yes.
So here I am. I am so nervous. And it's clearing up a little bit more now. I feel better now that I'm into it and doing it. But I don't think I've felt this jumpy and this abrupt since probably college, doing like a big paper or presentation that I had to get done. And college actually wasn't really that long ago, so that's not really saying too much. I guess I'll start off just giving you a little background. I'm 26 years old. I've been in radio. I'm young. I'm 26, but I've already been in radio for, it'll be 8 years at the end of November. So I already feel like I'm close to retirement in my first career here. Hopefully, I'll have many careers, and they'll all involve radio to some extent, but that's my story. Again, I have a weekend show here on AM 970. It's 4 to 6 p.m. on Saturdays, and just kind of getting a feel for talk radio. Never done talk radio before this, and it's fun. I love it. This is great. So here's what's coming up on the show today.
You're doing good.
Thank you. Can I get like a pat on the back, like a virtual, just an air pat?
There you go.
Good job, Savage Man. You got the first minute nailed. Here's what's coming up on the show. I've got these new neighbors that moved in, and it's a whole family. It's an entire family. It's a mom, a dad, and two kids, and a grandmother, and what may or may not be a servant or a maid. But here's the weird thing. The apartment they moved into is only 500 square feet. 500. One room. And there are at least five people living there, if not more. And it's freaking me out. Because they bang on the door. And this is partly why I'm so nervous. They've been banging on the door. Not my door. Their door. And I don't know why. And they bang on the walls all night long. And they've been moved in now for, I think, about 3 days. And all night long, they're just banging on the walls. And so, of course, I want to be rested up for this. This is my big, my big fill-in for Rick doing the Rick Emerson Show here. And I want to be in the best state of mind. You know, I want to be focused. I want to be in the zone. And all night long, just all night long on the walls.
Wait, so how many people live in there?
At least five.
And men and women and children?
Yeah, I think it's a father, a mother, two daughters, and a grandmother.
Huh.
And maybe a servant. Here's the deal. The family's Asian, and I've tried talking to them, but they don't speak English. And the woman that I think is possibly a servant or a maid is this younger white woman. She might be a translator. I don't know what the situation is. And that's what's bothering me so much. I just don't know. I want closure. I want to know what's going on and why they're keeping me up at night. Are they all sleeping in the same bed? And it's just not comfortable, so they're tossing and turning and, like, pounding on the walls. But I don't have the answers. Am I just an ignorant American that doesn't know about the loving culture of Asians and how they just all want to bond in the smallest space possible? Do they have sleeping cubes set up? Come on, Sarah, give me an answer.
I have no idea.
I'm strung out here.
Well, maybe that's all they can afford, Tim.
It's not a cheap studio.
It isn't?
It's a pretty prime part of downtown. And I'm not saying I have a lot of money because it's still a studio. But...
you're one person as opposed to five people.
I'm one person as opposed to five people. And the father wears suits to and from work every day, so he's not pumping gas or anything. I don't know. It's just... it's weird. It's really weird. And I can't even imagine. Five people. The studio, this is probably the AM970 Solid State Broadcasting Studio here is probably about a third of the size of the apartment. And this is small. So just imagine, you know, this times three. Yeah. Talking about a room that's maybe like 10 feet by 15 feet. Just put three of these on end, and that's where five people at least are living. So I'm kind of strung out by that. And I'm just trying to, like, settle myself down. You know, I was just about to get to sleep last night at about 4. And then just on the walls again, like, what are you doing? What are you doing over there?
Well, it doesn't help that the whole studio is falling apart and the heat pump's broken again, so it's like 90 degrees in here.
I like it, though. I'm from Florida, so this hot weather inside the 970 studio here is not really bothering me so much. It was the chill outside that I was not used to. I still kind of have that Florida feeling in my veins. So here's what else is coming up on the show today. Talk about North Korea, and I'm not really... You know, here's a little more background on me. I'm not really, like, political so much, but certain circumstances and instances in our daily goings-on in the world need to be talked about and brought up. And North Korea is one of them because, you know, they could be spelling out doom for the rest of the world and human existence. So North Korea, I want to talk about YouTube a little bit. Of course, the website that just got sold to Google for $1.65 billion. And all it is everyone else's work, which is like the most ingenious idea. And it's only been around for, I think, like 15 months.
Mm.
That's about right. And I mean, these guys are sitting around like, hey, let's get everyone else's material and content and create a website of it and then sell it for billions.
That's like Tom from MySpace. You know, he sold that to Fox for billions of dollars.
Yeah. And so all that really does, of course, is make me feel like much less of a human being because I couldn't think of that. Air America, liberal radio radio network, radio station type deal, just filed for bankruptcy. So I'll talk about that a little bit. Also, I need to, there's like a beck in here for Scotty J, right? Where I can press it and he'll come running
yes,
in. And,
yes, he can.
Okay, I got messages over the past couple days from Scotty J's posse. And I don't
I
know.
I did too, on MySpace.
Yeah, and I need to clear that up. I need to find out if that's him. Or if that's groupies of his. And I wouldn't be, you know, so concerned about it if not for the fact that the pictures are of him naked.
In his underwear,
In his underwear, yeah.
That's an infamous Scotty J picture. Hey, is Mailman Chris on the phone?
Yes. And I know you were giving me the rundown of Mailman Chris, and I don't remember exactly
what it
was.
Yeah, he has a sounder in there.
Okay, hold on. I've got him on. Chris, I've got you on the line here.
Gotcha.
And what I'm going to do here is stall for time as I try to find your intro. Mailman, I think that's it.
That might be it.
All right, here we go. Are we ready?
We're ready.
A postman is the person in your neighborhood.
Well, that's friendly.
Yeah.
Chris, how are you?
I am not doing bad. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. I think we've got the first 7 minutes down here.
Excellent.
And it's only uphill at this from this point. So what's up, buddy?
Well, you know, normally this part of the show, I would take Rick's teases, mm-hmm. and, you know, I will check back, of course, at the end of the show, let him know what he got to and what he didn't get to.
He has to do a push-up.
So I'm thinking you tease away because whatever you don't get to, Rick has to do a push-up for.
and I'm sure that's what he wants to do right now as he's sedated and waiting for surgery. Push-ups in the waiting room. All right, okay, I'll recap those real quick. North Korea. Are you? Do you write these down? Okay.
Yeah, he's on top of it.
Okay, cool. North Korea, YouTube, Air America, Scotty J's posse, thinking of talking about, and now if I say I think I want to talk about something and I don't get around to it, does that still mean that I have to do push-ups or Rick has to do push-ups? Because it's not quite set in stone.
If it's not set in stone, don't tease it now.
Okay. All right. I will just blur right over that. Oh, we'll definitely talk about Friday the 13th, seeing as how it is Friday the 13th. And we're going to talk about that with Jim Roop. So, and I think we'll be able to stick to that considering, you know, we have to call him and set all that up and everything. So, he should at least keep us to that one thing. also, I do have a giveaway. to go see the OMSI Star Wars exhibition thing. And that also includes a DVD. And I'm thinking of doing, you know, one of the most silly contests ever. Because I have no creativity. That's what radio is all about. I don't know if you knew this, Chris, but it's all about stealing things from others.
I was going to say, it has to do with stealing things from people on AM and FM.
Absolutely. It's just it's a constant battle back and forth. And then one person accuses the other person at another radio station of stealing their idea. And that person, of course, only stole it from someone else in a different market. All right, so you got the list?
I got the list here. You're going to talk about North Korea. You're going to talk about YouTube, Air America's bankruptcy, Scotty J's posse, Friday the 15th with Jim Roop, and you're going to give away some Star Wars OMSI tickets.
That sounds good to me.
That sounds like a good list.
Excellent. That sounds like a good list. Now, you're on for 2 hours, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I will call back at about 1:05 then.
All right, cool.
We'll talk to you then.
Thank you, Mailman Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
Bye.
I'm going to play the sounder again.
A postman is a person in your neighborhood.
Oh, you're going to be addicted to, like Rick, to the sounders.
Should I just get it out of my system right now?
Oh.
And play a couple of them? I heard this one. Scotty J was playing this one for me, and
Is it
never...
Connie Chung?
No.
Okay.
Because that grates on my soul.
Yes.
I can't handle that. It was this one. Which, it sounds like sex between two hedgehogs is what that sounds like. And I know this.
You know who that is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, I never honestly watched Rockstar Supernova mostly because I do a radio show at night on KUFO from 9 to midnight. So primetime television is pretty much out of the question for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really watch much television anyway. But, you know, I got behind the whole Storm thing and I was like, hey,
yeah, she's
Storm.
Actually playing tonight.
I heard that.
I'm very excited.
And you're going?
I am.
Nice.
Yes. I got a last minute ticket, so I'm pretty stoked.
Are they doing general admission? It's sold out though, right?
Yeah, it's been sold out for a long time. I guess they're selling tickets on Craigslist for like hundreds of dollars.
As
people love
well,
their
good
Storm.
Capitalists should, yeah.
Yeah.
I've never seen her play with her band or even, I've seen a couple of her performances on YouTube.
Yeah, it does not. I mean, she was so good on television, but seeing her live is really the way to see her.
I'll bet.
It's amazing.
Now, what's the situation with her and the band? I mean, is she like going to go to L.A. and do a big recording deal now, or is she still?
You know, I don't know. There was some stuff that went down yesterday because she was supposed to go on the world tour with all of them. I guess that didn't happen. So
right.
She said she's. I know she's working on a bunch of projects. I don't really know exactly what, but I know she just recorded with Dave Navarro. But I'm not worried about her. She's going to be just fine.
I don't think she's worried about you either.
I know. Maybe
she's
she
like
is.
Laying in bed like, ugh, I can't believe they knocked me off the tour. And damn it, Sarah Dillon, I hope things are going well in her life.
You know, today's kind of an off day, so we'll see.
What do you mean it's an off day?
I mean, I'm saying maybe she is worried about me in the show today.
Maybe. All right. And then, of course, we've got Tim Riley with the news. What is going on in the world?
Well, Angelina Jolie hits an Indian child on her tour of caring in the third world. Kevin Federline makes his acting debut on CSI.
Oh, hooray.
The UK Army chief says the line Israeli need to leave Iraq ASAP. And Kim Jong-il has clearly stepped over the line this time by building a secret cigarette factory in the mountainside with the intent of flooding the world with cheap knockoffs of popular name brands.
How
oh,
dare he?
Oh, my God.
You know what I think the situation with that is he's going to try to use that as leverage because I think that's what Americans really want right now is cheap cigarettes.
Well, they already do that in London. They'll put like Camel or Marlboro on a package and they're obviously not what they are.
Yeah. All right. All that and more from Tim Riley with the news coming up in the 12 o'clock hour, right?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. I only needed to confirm that about 40 times off air and then, of course, just now. Once again, this is the Rick Emerson Show. What are we? What?
I said we could break if you want.
Oh no, I'm fine.
Okay.
We got another 2 minutes.
Okay.
But what I would like is I still don't have the phone number memorized. 503-733-2970.
Here you can have it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm actually the one that put it over there for my weekend show. It used to be on Rick's computer. The post-it note with the call in line. 503-733-2970. This is the Rick Emerson Show. Once again, I am Tim Savage. Filling in for Rick as he gets his incredibly important life-dependent surgery. And best of luck to him on that.
I think he's mid-surgery as we speak, actually.
That's insane.
Yes.
That's more major of a surgery than anything I've ever had. And, you know, God forbid he get... Did you see the movie Clueless?
Yes.
It was, Alicia Silverstone?
Mm-hmm.
Where did she go? What happened to her?
That's so out of left field. I have no idea.
It just popped into my head. Like, what the hell? She was all over the place a while.
I think she popped out some of the kids and got married.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I know she got
And she had
fat.
A TV show for a while. She did not get fat.
She got fat.
But she broke 100 pounds. That's not fat.
Oh, come on. It was more like 110 at least.
Yeah.
And that is far too much if you're going to live in Hollywood. So Alicia Silverstone, her mom in the movie Clueless, died of a botched liposuction surgery. And so, I don't want to wish bad tidings on Rick or anything, because we need him here, back on his own show. But Rick, we're pulling for you, man, and hopefully no botched hair transplant surgeries, no slice with a scalpel and your ears missing, a la Mike Tyson, but I think he'll be fine.
Yeah, I hope it's worth it, because with the burning and the stitching, it doesn't sound like it would be very fun.
Although it is Friday the 13th.
It is. And everything else is going wrong. The computer's all wacky and the heat isn't working.
Yeah.
Actually, it's working too well.
I still feel fine. My my Floridian body is still adjusting well to the wonderful levels of heat in the AM 970 studio. All right, we can, I don't know, should we take a break? No, we don't need to take a break. We're still early on that, aren't we?
No, this is actually when we usually should take a break.
But Rick. Pushes it on and on and on.
Yeah, we rarely get anything.
Let me talk a little bit more about my neighbors. I had a guy that was living next to me that was a med student. And perfect neighbor. Because the guy's in residency and always gone. You know, always at the hospital. He would be gone for 5-6 days on end. And then come back for 2 hours. And I felt terrible for him. I'm like, damn, you're getting paid $30,000 a year for the next 2-3 years of your life. To not live, to just sit there and read books and watch other people do surgeries. Of course, it'll pay off for him and other people in the long run, but the guy was just being tortured, and he was the perfect neighbor. Never had to listen to any music coming over, never any crazy parties, and then he came over the other day, and he's like, hey, I'm leaving, I just bought a house, and this whole family moves in, an entire family, and I didn't know that was the case at first, because why would you assume that an entire family is moving into a 495 square foot studio apartment? It's one room. There's a living area, which is about 12 feet by 12 feet. And
you are way crazy about this.
Because it kept me up the last two nights. I'm trying to be focused.
I am kind of curious about the banging.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure what it is they're all in a bed, or there's two beds, and the kids are in one bed.
Kind of like in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And just all throughout the night, I'm not comfortable, you know, and spinning around and hitting the walls and maybe, I don't know, because there's no screaming or anything, so I'm sure it's not fights or anything like that, but I think it's just levels of uncomfortability because they're all in one bed. Is this, does the music usually go this long, or you just,
No, it always does.
Okay. Because I never listen.
I just keep cycling it.
Gotcha. Because when I sit in here and I watch how the show goes, I don't have headphones, so all I hear is the talking.
Mm-hmm.
And, alright, that's cool. You can cut that out if you want.
Oh no, it's gonna go until you break.
As much as I love Crystal Method, the name of the game.
Well, then maybe we should break it and you don't have to listen to it.
Okay. Alright, we'll take a break. Coming up, again, I do have an OMSI Star Wars pass and DVD to give away. We'll also have, of course, the news with Tim Riley. And I think coming up directly next, we'll talk about YouTube and their acquisition and how bad we should all feel that we didn't come up with as dumb of an idea as they did. That's coming up on the Rick Emerson Show. Oh, my. It's go time. Welcome back to... Whoa! Sweet God!
There's music.
I gotta take my headphones off. Why is that so loud?
I don't know.
Oh. Lower, please. Even lower.
What is wrong with you? Do you not have your radio ears yet?
That was loud.
It's not loud anymore.
No, because you turned it down. This is the Rick Emerson Show. I am Tim Savage, filling in for Rick as he completes his transition into manhood.
You don't have return bumps on your show?
Yeah, I do. But I control the volume manually. And don't just hope that it doesn't explode
my
eardrums.
I'm used to working with slightly deaf people.
Yeah.
It's not usually a problem.
I wear earplugs when I go to concerts. If that shows you what kind of rock and roller I am. So I want to protect my hearing because my eyesight is already failing. And everyone in my family goes bald early. So I just need to make sure that I'm good to go on as many counts as I can be. God, that was loud. And here's this. The problem with that is that it reminds me of 2 weeks ago when I took my brand new $150 headphones and plugged them into that headphone jack right there where you're plugged into. And for some reason, yeah, nobody told me.
No, I don't. No, mine aren't very loud, but somebody on the weekends, I think it's Kirk who wears them. It's really loud.
Yeah. And it was so loud, it blew out the speakers in my headphones. So my brand new pair of headphones, these are not my headphones. I stole these from somebody else. And that person will remain nameless because he does not know that they're missing right now.
Those are totally Rick's.
Oh, no, they're not.
Okay.
Look at the sticker on the top.
Oh.
He wouldn't have a sticker like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, again, no names because as soon as he, and I think he's listening right now, so he'd be like, what, son of a bitch? And then he'd run into his desk and realize I've swiped his headphones for the afternoon. All right, once again, this is the Rick Emerson Show. I am not Rick Emerson. I am Tim Savage. Thanks for listening. I do have a talk show that I've been doing for about 4 months on AM 970. It's every Saturday from 4 to 6. So if you like what you hear, or if you'd like to call up and let me know how terrible I am on my own show, then you're more than welcome to do so. You can call in 503-733-2970, 503-733-2970. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll talk to Jim Roop from CNN about Friday the 13th, because it is Friday the 13th, and we should all be very scared. And
you're also talking to him about spinach as well.
Are we?
Oh
that's
yes.
Right. Circled here in a giant blue marker. Tainted spinach. So they've discovered the cause of the death, the dirty, dirty spinach death. So we'll talk to Jim Roop about tainted spinach and Friday the 13th. And in big news, YouTube was just acquired by Google for $1.65 billion. And today, the first of what I predict to be many, many lawsuits has hit. Time Warner is suing, and they say that there are 100 million, I think that's right, 100 million breaches of copyright on YouTube's site. Sarah, you ever use YouTube?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's quite a treat. I like watching it.
Do you post your own silly videos lip-syncing to...
Yes, I lip-synced to a Lindsay Lohan song the other day. And
you did not.
No, but I do have a slight obsession with watching those, watching the girls who do that, though.
Yeah,
it's
don't.
It's totally mesmerizing.
I hate them.
I know.
Absolutely hate them. Okay, listen. Just because you can lip sync to a song, and it's usually not even a good song, it's usually a terrible song, and then post it up on the internet, that does not make you a special person. You're not a unique individual. And I'm just maybe angry because they're getting all of the attention that should be given elsewhere, like to people that actually have talent.
I don't think people are giving them that much attention.
Have you seen their hit stats? It's like 1 million hits.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't looked that closely.
But YouTube is part of, you know, this internet revolution, just like TV was in the 40s and 50s. And so now it's taken another evolution and gone onto the internet where it's interactive. It's interactive entertainment. And YouTube is a big part of this. And the thing about YouTube is that it gives everyone that, you know, that possibility to be a superstar, you know, as little as they may actually deserve it. But there was a success story that I was reading about just the other day. Two guys, college students from Gonzaga, just signed a six-figure sitcom and TV show development deal with NBC. Because of their videos that they posted on YouTube. And I was watching them, and they're not really that great, but they do show promise. And so, I mean, that's only going to fire up, I think, a whole nother level. You know, just like reality TV did, you know, in the past decade and onwards, where it was the regular person having a chance to get their 15 minutes and then prove that they really had no talent, but still make a little bit of money and fame in the meantime. It's going to go one step further now with YouTube, where everyone's going to think they have a chance and probably will have some sort of decent chance to make something out of their lives instead of becoming car salesmen or, you know, whatever, the traditional jobs that...
So do you think YouTube's going to save us all?
No, I think it's going to ruin us all. But it'll seem like a savior in the beginning. And everybody's going to be like, oh, man, this is great. We could all be stars. And we're all part of the entertainment community now. And there's going to be that. It'll be like the stock market in 99 or the 90s. And then there's just going to be like this huge drop where everybody realizes how terrible society has become. But speaking of YouTube specifically, YouTube, again, acquired by Google for $1.65 billion. And it's only been like 2-3 days, and already Time Warner filing a lawsuit for copyright infringement. Because what people do is they take music videos, they take songs, they take all these TV shows, clips and sketches, and they post them up there. It's supposed to be for the community, you know, and then you're posting videos of yourself lip-syncing the stupid songs, but I think even that's going to get cracked down on. So no one wanted to sue YouTube when it was just YouTube because they didn't have any money.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're Google. So the first lawsuit from Time Warner was just announced today, and this is going to be the first in a long line, and I think probably going to change the dynamics of YouTube already. So there is that possibility that it will be part of the next, you know, and I know it sounds like, oh, it's just computers, man. It's just a website. Anything that sells for $1.65 billion should be taken notice of. That means something's going on. And people said the same thing about television. Oh, it's just talking pictures. And think about how influential radio or television is. I mean, radio. You're listening to me right now on the radio or television. I mean, every single thing in our society is influenced by these things, whether it's entertainment or even political. I mean, just look at how you know, politics changed after they started televising political debates between presidential candidates. So YouTube is going to be the next big thing. Imagine like a presidential campaign on YouTube. The grainy video footage and, you know, somebody taking it and butchering it and adding fun graphics and sounds to it.
Oh, I hope that they don't butcher YouTube, though. I enjoy, you can find anything, you know, any video of anything.
That's
on
not
there.
Going to last long at all. That's going to last like
enjoy it while
four,
you can.
4 days. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, of course, along with YouTube, there's MySpace. And did you hear about, I don't know if you guys talked about this, the guy that sold MySpace, not Tom, not the, you know, the fake guy, but
yeah,
the real guy. Pretty damn pissed because he bought it, or he sold it for like $500 million. And it just got appraised for like $20
billion. Oh, man.
Because of all the information. So he's all upset about Rupert Murdoch and News Corp and the, you know, the guy in the company that
bought him out. He sold too early. He should have let it grow
absolutely
a little bit more.
And what did he think it was going to do? Like just blow up one day and he'd lose all chance of getting any money? And then again, what the hell are you doing complaining about selling something for $500 million? I was going to get, you know, $20 billion, but, you know, now I only have $500 million and I can only buy 17 Ferraris in ash blue. And, oh, damn it, I sold too soon. So I don't know where exactly I stand on that because, yeah, he kind of got cheated by the corporate monster that got him to sell early. But then again, he's got $500 million.
And I just think it's a little crazy, or creepy, actually, that they still use his image and pretend that he's still the one running it, like messages from Tom. When
stupid
it's,
Tom.
Yeah, some guy in a suit from Fox News.
Speaking of MySpace, where's, I need to find that, where's the Scotty J call?
I just pulled it up.
Can he play it from there?
Oh, no, I can't.
Oh, you,
but I found
oh, you
his
pulled
MySpace
up, you
page.
Pulled up the MySpace.
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. I don't want him to come in here too early.
Gotta wait until he's called.
Here it is. Here we go.
Scotty J, this is David Cassidy. I don't know what else to say except
you're not going to amount to jack squat.
Scotty,
it stops
please,
being so funny when you hear it about 100 times.
Beam us yeah up, Scotty.
End of message.
Scott.
How encouraging! I bet that just makes you feel great every time you hear that. Do you know anything about this? I got this message 2 days ago from MySpace member Scotty J's posse, and I clicked on it, and there's a picture. There's like a picture of you, and it looks like it might be your face photoshopped onto a mostly naked person with scrawny body. And
that's actually a picture of Scotty from like 15 years ago.
No, it's like when I was 18, so.
What is this? Is this 50 you?
50 years ago?
Yeah, 50 years ago.
Okay,
around there.
Is this you on MySpace that was messaging me creepy messages the other night?
Yeah, I MySpace myself, and I MySpace my own posse. Yeah. No, I have no idea what's
going on. This is just a mystery
there
person that's, you know, taking claim to be a minion of yours. Or
okay.
Why I'm asking. I don't know. You don't know what this is?
I have no idea. In fact, let me take a look at it.
Yeah, show him, Sarah.
I'll read the about me. I work for minimum wage answering a phone. The only factual character in Boogie Nights was based entirely on me. And I got to meet Philip Seymour Hoffman when he studied to keep things trill. I like making audio files that make no sense. I like assless chaps. I have a posse.
You know nothing about this.
All right, there are people out there that have way too much time on their hands.
And click on the pictures. And then you've got, of course, the picture of you in your underwear, red, tidy whitey.
Why would he post that of himself on the internet?
And then just loads of pictures of Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah, because
that's because he was Scotty J in Boogie Nights. But my Scotty J is so totally different. It's a shame that it's spelled the same way. But
what's your Scotty J?
My Scotty J is a bunch of drunks came up to me at a DJ gig one time, and well, not a bunch, but just one guy was like, "Hey, Scott DJ, can you play this song for me?" I go, "I like it. That's funny, you know." And so the name kind of stuck. So that's where the Scotty J comes from. It's a quick thing off of a drunken
slur. But
you don't know
anything about this.
I know nothing about it, and it's amazing. How many friends does this site have at this point?
18
friends. That's more
who's
than what my
I'm,
real...
I'm friends with your posse.
I have a real
but who's
MySpace.
In the top eight? Who's in the top eight? That's what I want to know. Who are the... everybody...
Seamus. Gymnasium.com.
Oh, yeah. Now, wait a minute. How'd you get there?
I was one of the first people that he messaged. He being you, because I think...
Yeah, right. No, that's funny because I have a real MySpace thing. It's like called Scotty J Rocks, right? And I have two MySpace friends.
And your hero is Rick
Emerson.
In fact,
I even told you I wanted you to be a friend on there, and it looks like you're still working on that.
So wait, you
asked? Oh, I
thought
sorry.
I did.
She denied you.
No, I didn't see it.
Scotty just
J.
ignored it.
Deny.
Basically.
Oh, Scotty J, we'll be best friends.
BFF. best friends forever. Yeah. So you've not been befriended from your own posse yet?
Yeah, I didn't even know about this.
Wow.
So nobody alerted me to this. It's amazing,
okay.
The internets these days.
Whoever did this was pretty clever. The music is, I'm a huge David Cassidy fan, movies, Brokeback Mountain.
Brokeback Mountain.
That is in general, assless chaps.
No, that's
funny. Your brother.
That's real. Yeah, my brother probably did that as payback.
Oh, payback for what?
Well, they had a little party one night, and I made it a point that I didn't want to see Brokeback Mountain. I just really didn't have, it wasn't an issue about...
I don't think you have to make it a point to not see Brokeback Mountain. I think you need to make it a point to see, you know, it's not like it's following you around.
I agree now after seeing it. I mean, it's not so bad after all, but I just, at the time, before I saw the movie, I thought there's better things I could be doing with my time. Other movies I'd rather see.
Sure.
My time is limited. I got Sounders to make and stuff like that. So.
Yeah, I hear you. All right. Well, thank you for clearing up the fact that you have no idea what's going on. And Scotty J's posse is out there. It's on the internet. It's looking for all of us. If you're listening and this is you, give us a call and let us know what's going on here. 503-733-2970, at least for the safety of our own children.
Yeah, it's on myspace.com/ Scotty J's posse. So you can find it very easily.
That's pretty cool to have a posse that you didn't even know about. Like, yeah, we got your back. Who are
you?
Well,
I knew I had some peeps out there.
They're your peeps, son. Yeah.
They're there for you, man. All right, thank you, Scotty J.
Thank you, Scotty.
All right, so in just a matter of minutes, Jim Roop is going to be calling in talking about spinach, which is, you know, it's a good news day when spinach is up there in the headlines. Also, Friday the 13th. And are you superstitious at all, Sarah?
Not when it comes to Friday the 13th.
In general?
But everything was going wrong this morning, and that kind of explained it. Ryan, the engineer, and I were talking about it. Like, you know, the heat pump exploding and everything else happening.
Now, what does the heat pump do? Because we don't have those in Florida. It sounds like a dumb question, but I'm serious.
Oh, it pumps heat. Yes,
but
through the entire
getting...
building. But I guess somehow it exploded up in the ceiling somewhere, so they weren't able to control the temperature.
So it's just constantly pumping heat into.
Yes.
Okay. Wow. That's
recycled,
crazy.
Hot air for all of us to breathe.
We have these things in Florida called, it's kind of like a dehumidifier. But it's like this tall cone. It's about 8 feet tall. And they're usually the centerpiece of a lot of people's living rooms. And what it does is it actually takes the moisture and the humidity out of the air. But it's, you know, it's kind of awkward because it's 8 feet tall and it's this giant silver cone. I'm making all this up.
Okay.
I was hoping I could get through it without cracking up, but I couldn't.
Okay, I just thought
it's
you were a
cone,
little crazy.
Sarah. We all celebrated.
That was actually pretty convincing. I was convinced of the silver cone.
I'm a good liar.
You have a couple callers.
I do, but...
Are you scared?
I'm not. No, I'm not scared. I was just waiting for Scotty to type on the screener and get back in there and let me know who it is on the line. Jeff, welcome to the Rick Emerson Show.
I just wanted to say about that MySpace page that fortunately they just put Brokeback Mountain on there and not the crying game.
Yes. That would be under Heroes, by the way, the cry, the lead actress in the crying game.
Yeah, okay.
Jeff,
Forrest Whitaker, what?
What's that?
Forrest Whitaker, there were no women in that movie.
Yeah, exactly.
There you
have
that's
it. Actually very accurate, yeah.
Thank you, Jeff.
All right, then.
503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Once again, Rick is very busy getting a scalp massage right now. And my name is Tim Savage. I am filling in until 1 o'clock. And then after that, it's going to be a best of Rick Emerson Show. Dante, welcome. Should I say the full thing? Dante, the cab driver, is that what you prefer?
That's just fine with me, Timmy.
That was funny when I first heard it 9 years ago. Welcome to the Rick Emerson Show, Dante the cab driver.
Hey, everybody. I just wanted to say that I've got a group up on MySpace. It's at MySpace Groups / Scotty J Rocks. And we are pulling together to give a white guy some love because that's what he needs.
Now, do you know anything about this this whole Scotty J's posse? Would you by any chance be involved?
No knowledge of the Scotty Posse J thing.
Interesting.
But you started a fan group for him?
I do have a fan club for Scotty J. It's on, again, it's on MySpace.com groups.
Oh, you, and I know where
the URL is Scotty J Rocks because Scotty J does, in fact, rock.
He does
and
rock.
And anybody that says otherwise can bite me.
Do you by any chance have, like, bi-monthly meetings and potluck dinners?
We do. We do have bi-monthly meetings out here in the Hillsboro area, in the in the burbs, as it were.
Great.
And if you want, you can sign up to bring a dessert. We do have, you know, we have the preference of the Jell-O and fruit and Cool Whip salad. No real whipped cream because some of us are militant lactose intolerant.
I understand.
And, you know, the type that go out tipping cows and whatnot. But, yes, definitely the ambrosia salad with the Cool Whip would be great.
I hate that crap.
I know you.
but I do love pumpkin pie. Dante the cab driver, thank you. We got Jim Roop on the line, so I got to let you go. Thank you. And again, he's got a group on MySpace praising Scotty J. So just search for Philip Seymour Hoffman, and I'm sure you'll be able to find exactly what you're looking for. All right, are we going? We're going right to him. All right,
ready?
I'm ready.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to the Rick Emerson Show.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you.
My name is not Rick Emerson. He's not here, so you're going to miss his voice today. My name is Tim Savage. I'm filling in for the day.
Yes, I was aware of that.
Yeah, oh, good.
I was forewarned.
Good. Preparation is always the right hand of God.
Oh, I don't believe in preparation.
Fantastic. Well, I'm glad we got a hold of you for this news then. So what do we got here? We're working on a couple stories. What's up?
Well, they finally linked the tainted spinach in Central California to an actual cow farm, a dairy farm in the area, about a mile from the spinach fields. And it's not uncommon, really, for cows to graze near produce fields, and that just goes to really show you how tough it is to regulate or to keep track of where the cow poop goes in Central California.
Now, do you guys have any leads on whether or not this might be, like, terrorist-affiliated, like the cows are now getting to the point where they're tired of being eaten and are revolting against us with E. coli?
Al-Qaeda cows?
Yeah.
Oh, you pull that one more time, I'm going to poop on your spinach. you know, I don't think that's true at all. I think that's a rumor perpetrated by the Rick Emerson Show.
Actually, you know what would be a good idea is cow suicide bombers? But they're not killing anybody but themselves, so you pack a cow with dynamite, you send it out into a field, you explode it, and then the next thing you know, everybody's eating beef.
Well, look, speaking of cows and exploding, a Northern California utility is going to start buying electricity made from cow patties.
Really?
Yeah.
That's actually marketable.
Biomethane.
So they're just going to burn cow pies.
They're going to convert it into electricity and light half of California.
Well, I don't know about half. Maybe about 1/1,000 of a percent.
Cows are getting a, cows are getting a lot of news today.
Yeah. Is this the first ever cow pie energy factory or what?
Well, it is for California. There's a lot of dairy farmers here, and so there's no shortage of cow manure in the state. So they figured out a way to cost-effectively convert it into cow power, if you will, and they're going to start building plants in a lot of these large dairy farms around here.
All right, hold on. I'm going to set you up for the worst joke of the day. Yeah, that sounds about right, Jim Root, because there is, as everybody knows, a whole lot of BS in California. Oh, God.
You're absolutely right, Mr. Savage.
Suicide cows.
Yes.
All right. And then Friday the 13th, of course, is today.
I had a lot of fun with that one.
That's what I see here written for me on my preparation sheet.
Yeah, I took a 6-foot aluminum ladder and an umbrella into several office buildings.
Did anybody try to arrest you for terrorism?
Well, no, but I got kicked out of quite a few buildings.
So what happened? What went down?
Well, I wanted to see if people were really superstitious on Friday the 13th and if they would walk under a ladder or open an umbrella indoors. And a lot of people had fun with it. Some were jerks about it.
Jerk. Like, what happened?
Well, you walk in with a ladder, and sometimes they'll just, what are you doing? Others call security on you. I had two guys in a 7-Eleven escort me out very, very briskly.
Whoa. What are you doing with the ladder?
You can't rob a place with a ladder. If somebody came into your business with a ladder, wouldn't you say, gee, what's this all about? Instead of just jumping all over the counter and saying, get out of here right now. I had my credentials around my neck. I had a microphone with a mic flag on it. It's obvious I wasn't causing it or intending to cause any harm.
That almost makes it creepier. Credentials around your neck and a ladder in your arms, and you're just walking in. Hi, I'm Jim Root from CNN. And by the way, I've got a 6-foot aluminum ladder for you. And an umbrella.
Yeah.
Guess what? If you open this somewhere special, you'll really have a bad Friday the 13th. Jim Root from CNN.
It didn't work out too well in some places.
I can imagine. Now, what about the superstitions themselves? What did you learn about our country's fascination with them?
Well, there are people who are not really superstitious, so they say, but they still won't do things like walk under a ladder because their parents have ingrained in them so much and so well. Not that it's bad luck, but that it's dumb and stupid.
So
no one's going to walk under a ladder.
But that's still superstition, then.
It is. I mean, I actually got people to do it, but there were several that said, no, I don't believe in superstition, but I'm not going to do it.
What do they think's going to happen? Like some midget's going to high dive off the top of the ladder as they're walking under and crack their skull?
No one was specific about what their fear exactly was, but they just thought if they did that, some sort of bad luck would befall them at some point during the day. I went into a Ralph's grocery store too and went into that aisle where they sell little items like kitchen stuff and mirrors, and I was trying to get somebody to break a mirror in that aisle. That didn't work either. And then the guy from Ralph's, the manager, Bob, he's a nice guy, but he just said, you're going to have to go.
Maybe it wasn't so much the bad luck as the fact that they probably have to pay for it.
Yeah, well, I offered to pay, but they still wouldn't do it.
See that? Yeah. See that? That big 10-foot mirror over there?
Hey, go kick that in.
Go bust it up, and hey, don't worry, I'll pay for it. Me and my aluminum ladder and my CNN credentials.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I'll hightail it out of there.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Anything else you'd like to add? Anything else going on?
No. It's Friday, and I just want everybody to have a good weekend.
Fantastic. All right. Thank you, Jim Root from CNN.
Thank you very much.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Oh, all right. Well, that went well, Sarah.
You did a good job. That's why I picked Jim for you, because
look at my armpits.
Oh, my God. I don't want to look at this.
You sure you do? It's a study in...
I thought you said you weren't hot. You
nervousness.
Should...
You know I'm hot.
Ow!
Oh, my God. Are you blushing?
No, I'm rubbing my head. Like, why am I stuck in this room with this sweaty man?
All right. I'm not that sweaty. Just my armpits, because that's where all the nervousness goes. It's like pools of nervous energy just collecting.
You must be very, very nervous.
I'm all right. I'm hanging in there. I feel better now, and I'm pretty sure I'll be able to go to sleep tonight. If not for the Asians, constantly banging on my walls. And I still, if anybody has any insight on this, why there is a family of 5 Asians living in a 495-square-foot apartment next to me, banging on the walls at all hours of the night, please call and let me know. 503-733-2970, 503-733-2970. 833-2970.
Maybe they make crafts, and they sell them during the day, but they can only make them at night.
That is terrible.
It's an idea, you know?
It is. All right, I can't shoot
you down. I'm just trying to get you to stop talking about it.
Oh, okay, I see how it is. Because I need to know. And I've asked them, but they don't speak English. So it's not like I haven't tried to figure out the whole beginning of this mystery.
Have you tried speaking with the white servant woman?
I've only seen her like 3 times. Okay. And I'm pretty sure she's very busy doing servant things. Or maybe she's a sex slave. I don't know.
I thought you said there were children in there.
There are.
Okay.
That just makes it even more disturbing.
Yeah.
Things like that going on. You know what would really be bad is if it was a witness protection program. And I'm like ratting out the entire... You know, the entire witness program for, like, the Gambino crime family's West Coast division. Like it's a sporting goods store or something. Hi, I'm George Takanaka, the regional sales manager for the Gambino family West Coast division. Are you interested in tennis rackets this afternoon?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I probably should have just kept that one in my mind. We got a call, though, from somebody that we've already talked about off-air. And because I have to have this ready. All these intros that I have to play for people that call. Do people call that much where they have their own intros, huh?
It's true.
And here it is. And here we go.
One big fiesta for illegal aliens and homosexuals.
Oh, that's it, huh?
That's it.
George in Wilsonville. Hello, welcome.
Hey, Tim, how's it going?
It's going well.
You're doing a bang-up job, by the way.
Thank you.
I just, RE, the Sarah name dilemma. Maybe the Sarah next to you could help you.
Yes.
The other Sarah. My wife is thinking of calling your Sarah Zimmerman. Sarah Y. Zimmerman.
That's not a bad idea, although I'm pretty sure that Sarah is going to hate it. Here's the situation. Of course, we have Sarah Dillon on the Rick Emerson show. And then on my show on Saturday afternoons here, I've got a co-host who is also named Sarah. However, she does not have a last name as of yet. We need to find her a good radio name. And we went to see, I like... Here's my names for her. I like Sarah Glitter. Don't give me that look.
Sarah Glitter?
That's the same look she gave me.
That's pure Vegas, baby.
Yeah, and then, of course, this one I think really represents who she is as a person. Crazy Machine Gunnin' Sarah Hammer Slammer. I like the silence from all angles.
Oh, Tim.
How about Squaller? Sarah Squaller for her pay grade.
No, She hates all of these names. And just when she had a name that she thought she liked, she said, no, I changed my mind. I don't like it anymore.
Well, she just got to commit to it.
Yeah. Well, I think the problem is, back in the old days, you didn't pick a name. You were given a name. The PD said, this is your name. This is who you are. This is a representation of what you bring to the table. This is you.
Like Rick and his Led Zeppelin.
Yes. And now...
Or Ed Zeppelin.
Ed Zeppelin. Yeah. Yeah. And now we're at the point where we just have too many options, like everything else in life, and it's too hard to decide. So,
can you ask have the two Sarahs met each other?
No.
Really?
No.
No kidding.
I've not met the other Sarah.
Oh, that would be really, really crazy. Actually, I guess not.
No, it's like, who is the same
Your name is Sarah, and you're in radio too? Oh my God! All right, George.
Yes.
Thank you.
One other observation.
Yeah. Real quick.
Well, Rick was depriving us of the wisdom of Tim Riley. I know you'd never do that.
I don't even know what that means.
Well, he was, let's just say, he wasn't giving the adequate amount of airtime to Mr. Riley, who is all our collective God.
Right.
And so I had to turn to old TV shows like the old Lost in Space series.
Uh-huh.
And if you watch that, next time you watch that, notice that the robot on that series has the same sort of delivery and wisdom as Tim Riley himself.
So we should just call him Robot.
Well, I don't know who came first, but if you just note that next time you're watching, you'll see that he's almost an exact... if you took Tim Riley's brain and put it on a microchip and stuffed it into a robot, then you'd have that robot.
All right, this phone conversation is just taking a crazy turn. Thank you, George from Wilsonville. This is the Rick Emerson Show, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes with Tim Riley and the news.